Blog Talk Radio.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Nobody like you, Father God. Lord,
yes.
We just want to say thank you, Lord,
thank
for
you,
another
Lord.
Day, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for new grace and new mercy,
yes,
oh God.
Lord,
we thank you, Father God, for all that you've
thank
done,
you.
All that you're doing, and all that you're about to do, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that you're
yes.
with us right now, Father God. We thank you, oh God, as you let us change us, oh God. Oh Lord, we're not
thank
like we
you,
used
Lord
to be,
Jesus.
Oh God. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah
yes.
to your name, God. We can't thank you enough, but yet and still we thank you, Lord,
yes, Lord.
That you came and you changed us. Oh Lord, that you
thank
changed
you,
us,
Lord
God.
Jesus.
That you delivered us and set us free. We thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Glory to your name, God. If it had not been for you, Lord, on our side, where would we
hallelujah.
Be? So we just want to say thank you.
Yes,
we're not coming
you,
at you for
Jesus.
Anything, Lord. You've already done enough. If you don't do nothing else,
yes,
you've
yes,
done enough
Lord.
Already by saving us,
hallelujah.
By sending your son, Jesus
hallelujah.
Christ, to die for us, oh God,
yes.
so that we may be saved. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Salvation has come today.
Yes.
Lord, we thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God. I was so glad when they said to me,
yes.
let us go into the house of the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Open
yes,
up
Lord.
Your mouth today and just
hallelujah.
Thank
you. Thank
you,
Lord.
God. If it wasn't for God, where would
thank
you be
you,
right
Lord.
Now? It is God who
that's
has
right.
kept us all day yesterday, kept our family, kept our children.
Yes.
Hallelujah to your name, God.
Hallelujah.
It is not our own that we woke ourselves up. God woke us up.
That's
and
right.
a lot to be thankful for. Just to get it right with him one more time.
That's right.
To get it right.
That's right.
We thank you.
Thank you.
Glory to your name, God. Welcome.
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 To the preacher.
And the pastor.
You're here as midweek
that's right.
service, you all.
My Lord.
God has given us midweek Thursday service.
This is a great time.
Yes.
This is, I don't know any other time, but this is a great time,
we need it.
You know, to study this word, you know, to see God, you know, working, you know, how he's working miracles,
yes.
you know, signs and wonders in our life. You know,
Jesus.
This is a great time. I mean, this is so great. You know, every single time we come on this platform, on
Jesus.
The preacher and the pastor show,
Jesus.
I'm thinking it's so good.
Yes,
now, you know, we're doing something a little bit different.
Midweek service. Church
now.
Service. Hallelujah. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Sometimes we need that little bit to get us through the week.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So that we can stay in that place. So I was saying, I don't want to get off track. I don't want to be distracted. So many things that is trying to get our attention. It's trying to keep us distracted and keep us off the things of God. By
yes.
the television, media, people, just
yes.
all kind of things to get you in that place, to get you away from the word of God.
That's right.
So I thank God for this opportunity giving us midweek service, though it's still the preaching of pastor show, but it's midweek service, so it'll run kind of 4 minutes, similar to Sunday service. So we thank God for it, because sometimes
yes.
Some of us can't get it on Sunday, even though it's so convenient to just call in and receive the word of God, because the Bible tells that he is omnipotent and omnipresent, so
right.
that you can't go
that's
nowhere
right.
that God can't reach you.
That's right.
As long as you believe, you shall receive in the name of Jesus Christ
that's
of Nazareth.
Right.
So I just thank God for the
yes,
opportunity one more time
that's right.
to be here.
There's no distance in spirit. There
hallelujah.
Is no distance. So we thank
hallelujah.
God for being right here where he is.
Amen. About
amen.
Well, there's two or more gathered.
That's right.
It's just a couple of us. Hallelujah. We thank God
that's
for
right.
being here right now.
Amen.
Glory to God. You all today, we're so excited. Again, this is midweek service, church service.
Yes.
We're doing a little bit different on Thursdays.
Mm-hmm.
So but me and my husband both will be delivering the word, the message of God. Today, we are talking about dealing with the spirit of fear.
Hallelujah.
My God.
Hallelujah.
So many of us are dealing with the spirit. It has taken over
who
our
is?
Life. We are imprisoned by fear.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Who haven't experienced fear? Anybody that experienced life have definitely experienced fear.
Yes, my God.
At some point in time in your life, and if you like anybody else, every single day of your life, you experience some type of fear.
Jesus.
So this is a great topic that we'll be delivering today.
This
you know,
message.
Being led by the Holy Spirit.
This message
here, you
today.
Know, is great. Dealing with the spirit of fear.
Of fear.
Yes.
How do we overcome the spirit of fear? How are we able to no longer walk in, live in fear? A lot of people can't even leave their
yeah.
home.
That's right.
Or get in the car, you know, because of fear.
That's right.
So many people are fear of. They won't go into places. They won't come out of places.
That's right.
Because of fear. Fear alone. Even right now during this pandemic, a lot of us have been overtaken with fear,
yeah.
you know, fear is starting to govern our lives,
yeah.
you know, and so we're going to talk about it. How do we deal with fear? How can we be delivered from that spirit of fear? Because it is a spirit.
That's right.
Amen, amen.
Lace up your boots, buckle up your belts, whatever you need to do, hold on tight, you know,
yes,
we're going to hit devil, we're going to hit Satan, you know, right where it hurts.
Yes.
That's what he's been hitting us at, right where it hurts.
In the mouth.
We're going to show you. That's right. we're going to show you, you know, because the Holy Spirit has, you know, has shown us, you know, how to overcome fear.
Yes.
It's so dynamic.
Jesus.
You know, it's so dynamic. You know, after today, don't leave this place. Don't leave this place, you know, not knowing what to do.
Amen.
Get it. Get it while the getting is good, and get
Amen.
It.
Amen.
And overcome this fear.
Yes, the Bible tells us that our the Bible says that my people perish for the lack of knowledge.
That's right.
And we're going to get knowledge today.
That's right.
We're going to get wisdom today and an understanding
yes.
of the word of God so we can overcome fear, the spirit of
That's
fear.
Right.
Amen. Let us pray.
Amen.
Father God, we just want to say thank you. Lord,
thank
we love you, Lord. We can't thank you enough, Father God, for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you're about to do in the life of your children. Father God, we ask that you move in a mighty way on this line today, Father God, in this service, Father God, that you blessed us with, Father God. Lord, let deliverance come, Lord God, from all spirits of fear, Lord God, disbelief, Lord God, every spirit of rejection and doubt. Right now, Lord God, we command those spirits to cease and come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, bless, heal, deliver, and set free, Lord God, your children in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. We come against every unteachable spirit right now. We come against every fighting spirit, every spirit of rebellion. We command you to cease your works and come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against every spirit of anger, hallelujah. Right now, we command you to cease your works and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, we can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. Lord, we ask, move right now. Touch. Heal in the name of Jesus Christ. We come against every murmuring, complaining, every spirit of oppression and depression, every spirit of frustration and addiction and dependency right now, and we command you to cease your works and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Devil, we see you trying to hide, we see you trying to fall back, but we command you to cease your works, shut up and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Blessed be the name of the Lord our God. And Lord, we can't thank you enough, but yet and still we thank you. We call you out, every spirit of manipulation right now. We command you to cease your works and come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Every spirit
yes,
of heaviness
in the
and
name
hopelessness
of Jesus.
Of pardon
yes.
is guilt, hate, greed, gossip, doubt, gloom, offense, giving offense, taking offense. We command you to cease your works and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Yes,
oh, Father God, we just want to say thank you. Every self-righteous spirit is operating.
Thank you, Lord.
We command you to cease your works and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we ask that you search our hearts and minds right now. If you find any error or wicked way in us, oh Lord, take it out right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ and the power in his name that we are the righteousness of God. We are saved, hallelujah.
Yes,
we are made new, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. We are victorious through Christ Jesus and the shed blood, hallelujah. Hallelujah to your name, God.
Hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah. Oh, Father God, we just want to say thank you and we love you. We love you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We come asking for more of you and less of ourselves, Father God. Lord, give us you.
Yes,
everything
Lord,
else can wait. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, as we read your word on tonight, oh God, Lord, we ask that you open up the channels of our spirits to receive revelation and knowledge and understanding of your word. Hallelujah. For you, Father God, we thank you, Lord God,
hallelujah.
That we may be able to fight through our daily lives and live a life that is upright and pleasing to that sight. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. Oh, Father God, let the message today.
Thank you, Lord.
In the mind, body, soul, and spirit. Hallelujah. And let it be engrafted on our hearts and minds, helping us to keep our minds stayed on you, that you keep us in perfect peace all the days of our living life, oh God. And we decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ in the power of his name right now that we are the readers, the hearers, and also the doers of God's word. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Let there be a breakthrough in that
thank
heaven
you,
tonight,
Lord
oh God. In this service of today, Father God, that all will be healed, all will be delivered, all will be set free. In the name of Jesus Christ, provisions will be made, oh God. Breakthrough will come right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, peace be still.
In the name of Jesus.
And we just want to say thank
Lord
you,
Jesus.
Lord. We bless your holy
thank
name,
you,
Father
Jesus.
God. It is you, Lord God, who have made us and not ourselves, and we just want to say thank you. We pray for all the lost out there that they
thank
will be found, Lord God. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that all things are working together for the good of all that are here in church service today, oh God, that believe in you for all things. Let it be good and well with you, Lord God, to bless all in Jesus Christ's holy name. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. To God be the glory.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
If you're just now tuning in with us for midweek church service, God bless you. God bless you. Welcome. We want to welcome everyone. If it's your first time with us here, we are the Gospel Public Ministry. We want to personally welcome you ourselves, me and my husband, Pastor Dorsey Manning. If you press 1, we would like to formally welcome you here to our church today. here on the Preaching the Pastor. All you have to do is press one, and we like to welcome you. Amen. Amen. If there is one, press one. We want to welcome you today. Everyone, the message today is, hallelujah, we got a couple of people here that's new, so let's welcome them here today. Last four digits of your phone number is 9078. Welcome.
Yes, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
Welcome. What's your name?
Dorothy.
Dorothy, welcome. Dorothy, God bless you. Thank you for joining us.
Definitely welcome.
Yes. Welcome. We welcome you here. We pray that you will be blessed by the service today, the message that will go forward as we're talking about dealing with the spirit of fear. So we thank God for you. We know you can be somewhere else, but you decide to be with you. So we thank God for you. May you be blessed.
Right.
May you not leave here the same. May you live here today blessed.
That's right.
Filled, overflowing with the Holy Spirit
Hallelujah.
Of the living God. May all that you're concerned about, whatever it is, may it be, may God intervene and turn it around right now for your good, by your faith, in the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you. God bless you. We love you. Thank you, Dorothy, for being with us tonight. Amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Last four digits of your phone number is 1275. Welcome.
Hello, welcome, welcome. Hello, God, thank you for welcoming. This is Agape.
Agape, welcome.
Amen. Amen. God bless you.
Agape, God bless you. Me and my husband, Dorsey Manny, our Taiwanese commander,
yes.
We welcome you. Hopefully it won't be your last time here with us. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ that you will be blessed by the message that will go forward today, that God will work in your life like never before, that you will see the hand of God on you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We pray that God will be your strength in this season right now and all the days of your life. Once again, we just want to say thank you for being here with us and welcome, welcome,
That's
welcome,
right.
And be blessed. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Agape and Dorothy, God bless you too, sisters. All right, I do see my Sister Mackie is on the call. Sister Mackie, welcome.
Hey, how y'all doing?
We doing
we
good.
Doing
God bless
so
you.
Great.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Welcome.
Thank the Lord for this day that he made for us just to get
yes.
closer to him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. I think Sister Mackie just you wanted to get on with us. This sort of was for the first time being. We're just welcoming everybody for their first time here in church service
Amen.
With us.
Yeah.
We love
yeah.
to hear your voice. God bless. Sister Mackie, you want to welcome our visitors today? You want to go ahead and welcome the visitors as well with us?
Yes. Welcome, Dorothy. And welcome.
Agape.
Agape.
Agape, like agape love.
Amen.
Agape. Welcome,
yes.
ladies. Welcome, welcome. May the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
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 God bless you. That's our Sister Mackie. She's a member here of the Gospel Public Ministries. Welcoming you all. We like to show everyone great love because God is love and we are of God, so we are love. God bless you, you all. We're going to have one song selection here, and then we'll be back for the message from my husband, Pastor Dorsey Manning, as well as myself. We're dealing with the spirit of fear. I pray that it will bless all that is here in service today. Amen. God bless you. Stay right there and allow the Holy Spirit to move on you so that you can receive all that God has for you tonight.
Well, right now, can you stand to your feet and just enter in right now? Come on, just open up your mouths and begin to enter into his presence. I'm a living witness of what worship can do for somebody. Come on, that's it. Just open up your mouths and just love him right now. Hallelujah. We bless your name, God. That's it. Come on, come on. Worship him tonight. I need some worshipers in here. That's it. Come on. I need some worshipers in here tonight. In spite of everything that I've been through, in spite of every test, of every trial, been stripped, been lied on, been cheated on, been broke, I'm still here. Come on, come on, come on. Enter in. Come on, come on. We enter in. We enter in. Come on, I need some people who know how to worship him. We enter in and we receive. We receive your joy. Tonight, we enter in. Oh, yeah. We enter in. We enter in. We come into your gates with thanksgiving tonight. We enter into your courts with praise, Lord. We come to bless your holy name, Lord. Come on, somebody help me worship him tonight. Come on, come on, come on. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. Somebody help me worship him tonight. Come on. We enter in tonight. Come on, I need some worshipers in here tonight. Come on, come on. We didn't come to play church. We didn't come here to look at nobody. We come here to bless the name of Jesus. We enter in.
Oh, Oh God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We enter in right now, oh God, into your presence, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, oh God. Oh Lord, have your way right now, Father God. Move in this service on tonight, Father God. Oh Lord, touch and heal, oh God. Break every chain, every soul tied, every strong man, every shackle, every prison door. Let it be broke off in the name of Jesus Christ and destroyed. Release your children on today in the name of Jesus Christ on the spirit of fear. Oh Lord, we come to shout today, just thanking you, Father God, that we are set free. For the Bible says, when the Son sets you free, that you are free indeed. Come, Lord Jesus Christ, take your rightful place on the throne of my life. I give it to you for eternity, and I ask you, Lord, to bind all that I am to all that you are. In Jesus Christ's holy name, Lord, extend yourself through me right now in all areas of my life, fully and completely, that I be a glory, honor, and a praise unto you. I decrease right now so that you may have all the increase in me right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I decree and declare you to be on the throne of my life, in and over in all areas of my life. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the author and the finisher of my faith in all, through all, and above all of my life. In Jesus' name, let thy kingdom come, oh God. Let thy will be done right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, and Father God, we just want to say thank you. Oh Lord, we can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. We bless your holy name, Father God. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Excuse me, you all. Welcome, welcome, welcome once again back here this midweek Sunday service. I want to say that midweek church service. We thank God for the opportunity once again. Today the message is dealing with the spirit of fear. Excuse me, you all. We want to deal with the spirit of fear. So many of us are dealing with so much right now, and it's because of the spirit of fear has taken control of your life. It's now lording over you. It's controlling you. It's governing your life. Right now, we're dealing with so many things right now. So many have become the victim of fear. The Bible says, you all, in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. I'm going to give it to you again. 2 Timothy, you all, chapter 1, verse 7. Excuse me. The Bible says, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. God does not give us, so that's not, this spirit of fear does not come from the Lord our God. And I need you all to understand what that means when you allow fear to operate in your life and to control you. We know that when you let fear in, fear brings in stress. Fear brings in anxiety. Fear brings in panic attacks. Fear brings in worries. Amen. And what the Bible is telling us here is that for God has not given you a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. Excuse me, my God. So Paul mentions here three characteristics of the effective Christian leader, which is power, love, and a sound mind of wisdom. They are available to us because of the Holy Spirit that lives in us. So following his leading each day so that your life will be more fully exhibited of these characteristics by operating in this that God has blessed us with, which is power, love, and a sound mind. So God did not give us a spirit of fear. You don't have to operate in it. We're going to teach you today how to be delivered from that spirit of fear, having that fear to go out and come in, things that work, or what people are going to say, or what people are going to do. I'm going to tell you today, you can decree a thing right now in the name of your name of Jesus Christ, and you're going to be delivered and set free from the spirit of fear. You all, fear is normally a natural flight response to a danger in our surrounding. It tends to keep you from fulfilling the destiny that God has on your life. Understanding from living a joyful, spirit-led existence where you give to others and out the overflow of love in your life. When you allow fear to operate in your life or to control you, it stops you from fulfilling your full destiny here on earth. But I'm here to tell you today that God did not give you the spirit of fear. It is the work of Satan, and that's what Satan does. He comes to cause you to have these emotional feelings to keep you back, to bring you down, to keep you locked down and in bondage. The Bible said it's the anointing that breaks and destroys the yoke of bondage. Because when you operate in fear, now you're in bondage. You can't do what you can operate the full capacity when you have fear operating in your life. A lot of us right now, we are afraid of so many things. But I'm here to tell you today, when you got God, when you have Jesus in your life, you can walk in the flood and don't have to worry about drowning. You don't have to fear the unknown thing because God is with you. And the Bible said, if God be for you, then who can be against you? In the name of Jesus Christ, amen, hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I get excited because I've been there where I was so afraid of this thing. I mean, it was taking me over. I was having panic attacks. But the day that I received God in my life, the day that I gave it all over to God, and I decided no more in the name of Jesus Christ, I was delivered from the spirit of fear. I mean, there were times I was in a car wreck, and I was afraid to even get in the car again. I was afraid for my children to ride in anybody's car. I would rather walk into get in the car with anyone. I would rather get on the bus. I didn't want to drive my car because this fear had taken over my life. I couldn't go places. I couldn't hang out with friends because I was afraid something was going to happen to me or my children. I was allowing the devil to have control of my life. I want to know when you operate in fear, you allow the devil to control your very destiny. When you operate in fear, it stops so many things. God cannot work a miracle in you when you operate in fear. You got to trust God and know that when you're dealing with fear,
Lord,
it is a thing of the devil. It's a thing of Satan's kingdom. But when you let go and let God, I mean, let go of the fear and trust God today in the name of Jesus Christ. There's a story in the Bible about Esther. Esther was a young lady that was a Jew, and she went to the house of the king, and she went under another identity. So she was worried that one day they would know who she was, and she became the queen at that time. But it came a point where her faith was being tested, and at that time the Bible says that she became depressed, she became stressed out because she was afraid, because now she had to go before the king, and normally if you went before the king, you would be beheaded even if you was his wife. So she had to go before the king. She was in fear that something would happen to her. But when she declared and stood on the word of God and trusting God that if they take my life, I'm okay with it. I'm going to go trusting. So she fasted for 3 days with her people, and she went before the king. So what I'm saying to you, that she looked fear in the eyes, and she spoke to fear and said, whatever you got to do, go ahead and do it. But I declare and declare, because I got God with me, I cut it out victorious. So you got to look that thing in the face, fear, and you got to turn it, shut up. I'm
going to
stand,
yes,
and
Lord,
I'm going to be all right. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, amen. Amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Yeah, we thank God. We thank God. So look here. So I wanted to see what fear looks like. What does fear look like? Because, you know, we all see fear every single day of our life. We see fear in some form of another. We see it. We see it. You know, we feel it. We feel it. We know it's there. We know it's there. So I had to ask myself, you know, and I asked God this, okay, so what is that? You know, what is fear? You know, and I actually looked it up too. You know, what fear is, it's an external thought or an external feeling or of something that's on the outside that once it gets on the inside, it triggers something inside of a man or in a woman's body. It triggers something that shows a sense of danger, or it shows a sense of that word fear. It shows a sense of danger, or shows a sense of awareness, which it makes you do something. It makes you either feel something, it makes you either say something, and you either act in a certain type of way. You know, it just set off, you know, what we have on the inside of us. Is like we have a spirit of discernment, so it sets it off, and that's what fear.
Yeah.
That's what fear. I mean, it's more than that, but I just want to look at that thing at the natural, how we would see fear every single day. We would see it just like that. Or even when you get in your car in the morning, you know, you can't help but to have just a little bit of fear just because, you know, it's early in the morning, you're getting in your car, you just came out the comfort of your home, and now you're going to a place to where, see, I wasn't out here at first, but now I'm out here, so now I got to make sure I look around and make sure ain't nobody looking over my shoulder so they won't attack me. See, that's what I'm talking about, you know, that sense. That's that sense of fear. It's all around you. The first time that anyone have any account of fear, I found it over here in Genesis.
Yes.
So fear is definitely the work of Satan. Now,
yes,
we all know the story here, how Adam and Eve, how they ate of the fruit, of the forbidden fruit, you know, of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. They ate of the fruit.
Mm-hmm.
But see, when you really look at that story, see, there was some, there was a spirit that was there that was inside of a, in the body of a serpent that spoke to woman, you know, which was Satan. And he asked her, you know, a question of, you know, did God say, can you, not to eat of every tree in the garden? And then here is the response, you know, that came from woman of, yeah, God said that we can eat of every tree, but of the that one tree that's in the midst of the garden, see, we can't eat of it, and neither can we touch it. And here is Satan. Here is the fear. This is what he did to her. What he did to a man and what he also did to woman was, he said, well, God knows if you was to eat of that tree. Did God say that to you? See, he suggested. Satan is make a suggestion to her that God knows the day that you would eat of this, you would be just like God, you know, knowing, you know, good from evil. See, now, remember I told you fear is something that's on the outside. Now, here it is. The serpent, here it is, Satan is on the outside, said something to the woman. See, he didn't actually do physically do something. He said something, in which when he said it, it got in on the inside. It got in the inside of her head, and it caused her to feel. And once it caused her to feel, see, now, you know, here is now it's perception of something that's going on the inside. Is this true or is this not true? So when she made a decision to look at that tree and seeing that it was pleasing to eat, she took of it and she ate and gave to Adam, and he ate, and their eyes were open. And now, because of something that was said that was on the outside that caused her to think and caused her to feel, and then she surrendered over into something else that was on the outside, which caused her to think and feel. She did so. Now she can actually see that fear, because they seen that they were naked, and they took fig leaves and sewed them together, because they say, okay, we're naked. All of that came from fear. All it came from fear, thinking that God have not given his best. And that was a suggestion that came from Satan. God have already gave his best to man and woman. He gave his best. He gave them every single thing. I mean, we know the story. God had made heaven and earth and everything that's in it for man and woman, you know, to have rulership over it. And they can eat as much as they want to eat, but just don't eat from this right here particular tree because of that, because of what you would see, which would cause you to fear. Jesus. There it is right there. So when the word of God says that fear is not of God, the fear is not of God. See, fear comes from Satan. Now, see, you need to know that first. You need to know that first, because if you don't know that fear is that comes from Satan, then you won't realize that in your life, these things that cause you to fear is going to cause you to do just like Adam and Eve did. See, they moved. They made a decision. See, fear should not cause you to move. Fear should not cause you to make a decision. What should cause you to move is faith. See, faith should cause you to move. And see, in evidence of this, I had to look at my own life. If I'm fearing anything, anything that I'm fearing, that it caused me to move, is going to cause me to make a decision, it's going to cause me to act, it's going to cause me to think, it's going to cause me to say, I can tell you right now, it had nothing to do with God. It has everything to do with ill-spoken word, all different types of action that does not come from God. Every single thing that I did out of fear that caused me to move was definitely the work of Satan.
Jesus.
It was definitely the work of Satan, every single day.
Yes, Lord.
Every single thing. So let's just be honest about it. Let's just be honest about it. Today, I want to call today Tell the Truth Thursday. Let's tell the truth Thursday. What is the first thing that you do? You know, the first thing that you do when you experience fear. You know, do you just let the fear take over you? And you just, it is what it is, and you just begin like Revelation say, you just begin to accuse one another for the things that you did, and then you said this, and you said that. See, all that is fear-based. All that is fear-based. See, that's the breeding ground of Satan. Mm-hmm. See, that's how Satan gets power. When you let fear get in, you're giving Satan power. The only way that Satan can come in on the inside, he has to cause you to fear first. Once he causes you to fear first, see, there it is. See, now, see, both you are men and woman of God. See, we talked about the man and the woman of God that's right there in the midst of the garden. So he had to cause you to fear so he can come in on the inside, because he knows if he can come in on the inside, he can get you to point fingers at one another. See, now you're fighting amongst one another. See, now you're divided. See, now you can't work together. See, now you can't do nothing together because I don't trust you. See, I got to fear you because something that I said to you, something that I done, and I know if you were to do that to me, I couldn't handle all that. See, all that is the work of faith.
My God.
That's the first thing that we do.
Jesus.
Just tell the truth Thursday. Tell the truth Thursday. What is the first thing that you do?
Amen.
We begin to lie on one another. If you let it go too far, you begin to cheat and steal and murder. You do all these kind of things, causing each other to fall. You set up stumbling blocks, you know, for each other to fall.
Jesus.
All this is fear-based. You become angry. All this is fear-based. All of this is the work of Satan.
Jesus.
But that ain't what the Bible tells us. Say what the Bible tells us. Over in 1 Peter.
Amen.
1 Peter 5 and 7, it says, cast all your cares on me, for I am the one that cares for you. See, things that you don't know about, things that you don't understand, that is causing you to fear God, say, cast your cares on me. He said, cast your cares on me, because I am the one that cares for you. God already knew. God already knew what it is that you're dealing with in your life. All that stuff is fear-based, which is the opposite of what he tell you. He said, to be of faith. To be of faith.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Glory to God. We're talking today, if you're just getting here into midweek service, we thank God for the opportunity. We're talking about dealing with the spirit of fear. Like Pastor said, cast your cares upon. He said, the Bible said, because he cares, not operating in fear, not just, you know, housing that thing and making it a part of you, you know, and decreeing the crown over your life, you know, that you have that problem. No, you speak to fear straight on and tell fear to cease its works in you, and you speak to that thing, and you command it to come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The Bible tells us in 1 John 4:7, you are, 1 John 4:18, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out all fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. So what is the Bible saying? It said, if the Bible is telling us, if we ever are afraid of the future, our eternity, or God's judgment, we can remind ourselves of God's love. We know that he loves us. Understand that God loves us perfectly. We can resolve our fears first by focusing on his immeasurable love for us, and then by allowing him to love others through us. His love will quiet your fears and give you confidence, so you don't have to continue to operate in fear and be afraid of what's going to happen. You got to decree and declare, God is my shepherd, I shall not want. God is the head of my life and the lifter of my head. He is my provider. He's El Shaddai. He's Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Kabbalah, Jehovah Shalom, the Lord of Peace. He's your healer, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Sabbath, Jehovah Mekadishkim, Jehovah Sikadu, El Denaya. He's all sovereign. That means he's everywhere and creator of all things. So what do you have to worry about? Fear so much. People fear death. Why are you fearing death? Why are you worried about that? Why is that consuming your life? Live. Enjoy life. You got to decree, I'm going to live. I'm not going to worry myself to death, because that's what you'll do. You'll worry yourself to death. And this is the work of Satan, as my husband was saying, the enemy of our soul, which is Satan. Satan is no more than a magician. He is a liar. Than the father of lies. He has called us to do anything except to deceive us into believing a lie which God never intended for us. Fear.
That's right.
It's not
that's
a
right.
God
Amen.
You are. Well, listen, fear is not a God. When you say, well, how do I do that? I'm dealing with this. I'm taking medication. You got to decree and declare over your life right now to the devil. You got to tell him, shut up. No,
that's
you
right.
Shut up. You stop talking and come on out of here. You got to tell him just like that. Get your stuff and get out of here. You got to go. And go to sleep. Rest. Rest. Lay down.
Yes.
Go to sleep. People say, what do you do when you get stressed up? I don't let it take me. I go take a nap. I rest. I rest and trust in God.
Uh-huh.
That's how you overcome fear, is you rest in that thing. You don't let it consume. You don't let it to keep playing over and over in your mind. You got to declare that thing, call that thing out, and go lay down. Go to sleep on it. Amen, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So much we can say, but we don't have a whole lot of time in our midweek service, you all. But I just need you all to know, one of the first and foremost door openers to other demonic spirits is the spirit of fear. This spirit can take on many forms, but its intentions are clear. No matter what kind of spirit of fear it may be, it intends to keep you from fulfilling the destiny that God has on your life.
That's right.
From living a joyful, spirit-led existence where you give to others out of the overflow of love in your life. I said it again. I said it in the beginning. I said it again in case you didn't get it. You all, it will keep you awake with nightmares. It will keep you from leaving your home or
overcoming past emotional and physical wounds. You always got to understand that people that hard, that the hard things, they call them harders. But when you think, when I think about that, it's unmistakable, y'all. And for them getting rid of their stuff, but even Chaz, it's torment to them. So like removing a limb or something or eye from them is deeply traumatic and overwhelming, scary for them. This is their interesting trauma. Most often the loss of a loved one, but it could be any trauma that can bring this particular spirit of fear upon a person. So so many things that cause fear to come upon us and enter into our lives. But you have to understand, when you're in Christ, hallelujah, the Bible tells us that there is no fear in love, and God is love. When you in God in love, there is no fear. You got to learn how to open your mouth and speak to that thing in your life that's trying to rob you of your peace, your joy, your happiness, your relationship, your job, your finances. Because that's what fear will do. It will keep you back. It will keep you in bondage. It'll keep you locked up in your own house, locked up in your room, locked up and bound if you do not decree and declare over your life right now in the name of Jesus Christ that you are free. You are free. You are delivered.
Yes,
we ain't got to be a people who's so afraid to go to the doctor. What the doctor's going to say, you're so afraid. You're looking for the worst to happen. You're afraid to go here, go there, to do anything, to be in a relationship because you're afraid of being hurt. You're afraid to love because of being hurt from the past. But I want you to, today, I want you to stop right there and speak to that thing and say, no more. No more, devil, will I allow you to cause me to fear and not to enjoy what God has given me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Pastor, you got anything else you want to say here? We're going to wrap up here and we're going to open up the doors of the church. Pastor, go ahead. Amen. God bless you all.
Yes, I do. I want to speak to fear. I want to speak to fear.
Amen.
Fear, I see you. And I see what it is that you're trying to do to me. And I see what it is that you're trying to do to the ones that I love. And because
Jesus.
I see you right now, you caught.
Jesus.
You caught.
My Lord. My Lord.
We bind you right now in the name of Jesus. For you are not welcome here. You cease your works right now, and you come out in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over our life right now.
Yes, Lord.
We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every single thing that is concerning us. Fear, you are not welcome here. We claim victory. Victory. Victory over you.
Victory. Yes, Lord.
Now, we trust one another, and we do not trust you, fear, because we know that you come from Satan.
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you all right now. We're going to open up the doors of the church. Go ahead, Pastor. Amen. Is there one today?
Amen, amen.
You need
yeah, there might be one. There might be one that may be living a life of fear. You may be living a life in and not knowing if you're good enough or not knowing if God's going to accept you. Well, I'm here to tell you, you know, let that day be today where you give your life over to Christ. Don't let fear stop you from being back with God, being reconciled unto God. Jesus Christ had already paid that price for you. So have that courage today. Have that courage today, you know, to give your life over to Christ. It may be one. It may be one that may be living that type of life.
Jesus.
There may be one that have already given their life over to Christ.
Yes,
but because of things that they've seen, things you've seen here in this world, it caused you to fall from grace. Maybe some things have caused you to fear, have caused you to be back worldly and not live a life that's godly. Well, let us pray for you. Let us pray for you. Maybe you want to rededicate your life over today.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yes,
maybe someone is needing prayer. Maybe someone, you know, maybe have some type of mental of sickness. Maybe it's fear-based. Maybe it's someone that has some physical sickness. Maybe something that was said to you that does not line up with the word of God, and it just be replaying over and over and over in your mind, and it's causing you just to go down to that sick house all the time. You know, let us pray for you. Let us pray for you. There may be someone that want to join, that want to join in with us, you know, in this walk with Christ. Maybe you want to be a part of the gospel public ministry. Let that be today. Maybe there's one.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for your children. Lord, we ask that you continue to bless, heal, deliver, and set free on tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we ask that you move in a mighty way. Hallelujah. Bless the hearts of your children, Father God. Oh, Lord, as we decree and declare that we are healed, delivered, and set free from the spirit of fear right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that every chain has been broken, every shackle, every stronghold, every soul tie, every strong man, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for your daughter, Dorothy.
Yes, thank you for your daughter, Lord, today.
Thank you for your daughter, Sharon, oh God. Thank you for your daughter, Chandra Jackson. Thank you for your daughter, Darvina. Thank you for your daughter, Sister Connie Northern. Oh, Father God, just to name a few of your children today, Father God, bless, heal, deliver, and set free. And we just want to say thank you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Thank you, Lord.
You all remember this as we get ready for our tithes and offering. You all, renewing the mind, renew your mind for deliverance here from the spirit of fear and actual spiritual warfare will work. Actual spiritual warfare is when you do what the Bible says to do. When Satan is causing problems in your life, you take authority over him according to Luke 10 and 19. You resist him and he will flee from you. Remember, resist fear and shall flee in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. At this time, y'all will be taking our tithes and offering. You want to send your tithes and offering to us? You'll send it to Pastor Chantel at Cash App. That's Pastor Chantel, Chantell, at Cash App or either Facebook through Messenger. They do have a money way to send money on there, and it's under Tawani Commanding. Again, you all. If you are led to sin, go ahead. Be so. God bless. We want to bless the tithes, and we want to bless the tithes and the offering. You are the giver. Father God, you are the giver of all good things, and we thank you. And your word makes it clear that every good and perfect gift comes from you. We ask that you accept these gifts and use them to your glory. May these gifts bring shelter to the homeless and comfort to the sick, rest to the weary, and hope to the homeless, hope to the hopeless. Oh God, just as you multiply the offering of fish and the loaves that were offered over to you freely, Lord God, that you bless, Lord God, and made it plenty in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, do so for your children in the name of Jesus Christ with our offerings and our tithes, and accomplish with them all more than we could ask or imagine. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we give freely, oh God, and not from compulsion, for there is nothing we could give that matches your glory and majesty and the great gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, and the Holy Spirit, which guides us daily. All we have is yours, Father, and we ask that you would use us and all we have as your will.
Lord.
In Jesus Christ's holy name, to God be the glory. We bless everyone here today, tonight, here in midweek church service. We bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
May God be with you. You all, we're here every Thursday midweek church service at 8 p.m. Me and my husband, Mondays, we have intercessory prayer at 6 a.m. And we have church service here on this same platform at 845-277-9213 at 2 p.m. And we go out to feed the homeless every third Sunday of the month. We thank God for you. Amen. Go ahead, Pastor, with our benediction.
Amen. Amen. Hope everyone, have been blessed. I know I have. Now, I feel like, there's someone, that definitely want to have a conversation. You know, that's coming up in my spirit right now. Someone want to have a conversation with us. You know, just give us a call. Give us a call here.
Yeah.
Pastor had already give you
The number to call is 346-719-3349 if you need counseling, spiritual counseling. We'll be happy to take time out with you, to pray with you, to talk with you, whatever it may be, to see how we can help. That number is 346-719-3349.
Amen. Now, may the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work, working in you that which is well and pleasing in his sight through Christ Jesus, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you.
Amen. We bless you all right now to prosper in the name of Jesus Christ. We bless you to be all God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you into joy. Christ and to enjoy peace. It is in Jesus' name that
yes,
we come together and we are saved. God bless you. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
You all have a blessed night in the Lord our God. Amen. I love you all. Love you, babe. Take care.
Yes, I love you too.
Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want
to
hear him say,
give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansions. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when I get, but if you ask him, he'll give you that like can you imagine. Living without all his grace. Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pray for all of my days. Until I finally stop breathing, yeah.